Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super pumped. I've got a great guest. Her name is Monique Hoffman, better known as Q from Q the Brand. And today we're going to be talking about reputation management, primarily social media reputation management. So Monique, how are you doing? Or Q, how are you doing today?
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. So what I like to do is give my audience kind of a little bit of your backstory or origin story about how you went from doing real estate to now a social media reputation person or agency. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So I've been all over the board, to be honest with you, and I feel like everything has come full circle. My first job, which is key to this whole story, was a telemarketer. What everybody loved. So I sold phone service for MCI, and that was the best job ever to kind of get me into sales. So I really, really attribute a lot of my skills beginning there. And then I moved into banking and real estate, and then I was neck deep in the mortgage crisis. So I left when the feds came to my door, but that's another podcast. So I left the mortgage industry, and then I took a break for a while. I started a few businesses in the medical space, medical transcription, and then I found food. I went to Le Cordon Bleu. I became a chef, and then I became a nutritionist so I could better help people eat through their food restrictions if they had medical restrictions or food allergies. And I created a food blog, became a restaurant critic, and then I came in contact with so many restaurants, and they said, you know, you have such a good way of managing your multiple personalities, which up to this day I like to think is a compliment. Could you manage our social media? So I never intended to have a marketing company by any means. I have 14 years in business and sales, and that's what I really love doing, but I guess I'm good at marketing. And so then I was doing their social media. I became a full service agency based on their needs, and I just found this need and what many companies will need is this reputation management piece. So here I am.
Awesome. So let's talk about social media management, because we were talking a little bit beforehand that a lot of people start up social media and they look at it and they say, oh, you know, I'm just going to play around in here. Oh, it didn't do what I wanted it to do. And then all of a sudden it just kind of sits there like a lump. What happens when people do that?
Well, that is a huge percentage of people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, I think, I forgot what that statistic is, but there are still a huge group of people that have not adopted social media for their personal lives, let alone their businesses. So what happens is, and there's no regulation, I have to add, in this industry, or there's no real textbook, this is how you succeed at social media. So everybody's just kind of guessing or feeling around in the dark or, you know, putting into practice what they heard some person say somewhere. And so they get disappointed. They get discouraged that social media doesn't work. But in reality, it's like case by case. And to think that social media is like other traditional marketing where you can set it and forget it, or if you have this particular recipe that worked for someone else, it's going to work for you. There's too many variables. You're part of the variable. Your customers, your employees, your product, these are all variables. So I've always approached it very differently in a very customized fashion, and that's what's proven to be successful.
Awesome. So with these accounts that people haven't been paying a lot of attention to, or maybe they're just not managing it the way they should, let's talk about social media reputation management. What do people need to think about? What do they need to be aware about in order to protect themselves, their products, their brands, their employees, their company, and their livelihoods?
Well, first off, I encourage people to care about this, because it, especially if you say you have a brick and mortar business, and you have people coming in, and you're making payroll every month, and you're making a little bit of revenue, people don't think to look after their reputation. You know, you could have a solid flow of people coming in, but this horrible reputation online where it could be preventing you from having more business or from, you know, future generations subscribing and coming in. So you really have to care first and foremost. And second of all, you have to set up different alert systems and first Google yourself and see what happens. Google yourself with spaces, without spaces, maybe some nicknames that you can have. It would be you, your business, and anybody who might be involved in a bigger way in your business, because for all you know, you could have an employee that's bringing down your reputation. And you pretty much have to check on every platform, because they don't always end up on Google, to see what people are saying. And you know, Yelp is not the only place that reputation could be hurting you.
So, yeah, and one of the things I tell my clients to do is, you know, not only Google themselves, but set up Google alerts so that, you know, if your name is mentioned, as soon as you find that it works and you see some of your stuff, go to Google, set up a Google alert so that it'll automatically email whenever something comes on. That's a good way to start monitoring. So my next question for you, Q, is give me an example of where somebody let this fall apart and it turned into a nightmare, and then you came to the rescue, and how did you help them fix that bad situation?
This is one of my favorite stories, so I'm happy to put on my cape and give it to you.
Woo-hoo!
So, and this is my favorite part. I like this crisis management. I call me crazy. So this is a major hotel chain that I'm working with. And, you know, this is a hotel chain that's been around since the beginning of time. And they have their processes and procedures. And they feel that, you know, these are tried and true steps in a crisis that they don't need to change because they've been successful before. Just like many of our American laws, they are not, they haven't adjusted for the times that we're in. So they have this process when a customer is unhappy. And in this particular case, we had two surgeons staying at this resort for, I would say, like 5 or 6 days at $369 a night, if I'm not mistaken. And this is a huge, huge resort. These two surgeons had some issues with bed bugs, and if you pay attention to the news or hospitality news, bed bugs are a common concern, and it is the first, or the easiest way, I should say, to getting your name into the media. So these two surgeons took the wife actually got bit by the bed bugs, and it was a horrible sight. The husband took a picture of all of her bites, from her eyelids to the back of her arms, to her neck. It was awful. And because the hotel chain just didn't believe them, and I will say that there are some people that say, I got bit by bed bugs, or you know, I saw bed bugs, just to get discounts on their rooms. That does happen. But these two were not lying. I mean, they're surgeons. They're not looking for, you know, ways to cut their costs. And so the hotel chain only gave them a $600 credit, which again, at $369 a night times five or six nights, that is basically an insulting amount. And it's just because they didn't believe them. So what this couple did is they took to social media. And I was on the other end of that, of course. And so what they did is they put this, you know, they created this paragraph, long paragraph about the story and about what the hotel chain did, and they took the picture and the paragraph and posted it on the most recent 10 posts from the resort. And they got their relatives to do the same. So anytime someone would comment on the, you know, the whatever post I created, they would comment with that, even if it wasn't relevant. And so I reached out to the couple. And I said, you know, I'm here. I'm hearing you. What is your experience? And long story short, I became an advocate for them. And I convinced the hotel chain that the way that they were handling things in the past just isn't going to work now. So I was able to get them to get a reasonable credit. They had to pay for the medical expenses. And I got the couple to delete all of the posts and even put a retraction or you know, state a retraction on their side and say, like, this is what happened and took care of us. And so they, most of the time, these customers just want to be heard. Right? I've had several instances where I haven't had to give anything away. I just had to listen to the customer. And this is another one of those instances. And the hotel chain did do some investigation. Turns out the main part of the resort was infested by bed bugs. So they weren't lying. But at the end, you know, that they got rid of the bed bugs and, you know, the surgeon got better and they left. And I hope they intend to come back because we fixed the situation as best we could.
So Q, that is a really, crazy, crazy story, because obviously, you know, they didn't realize they had bed bugs everywhere. And that's a huge liability. So obviously the customer did them a service, which brings up the fact that I think that, you know, part of the things that we have to do and think about is most people go to social media and they post about, here's what I'm doing, you know, follow my stuff, like me, do all these other things, but they're not incorporating the listening portion in their social media activities. They're auto posting with, let's say, Hootsuite or something like that, and they're not spending time logging in. So how super important is it that people are spending or add time to their social media process to be listening to what's happening?
It's a huge part of it. I would say that this is 75% to 80% of having a brand or a business online. And I think it starts with the delegation process. Many business owners, you know, they have to wear many hats. And so if they employ an agency, there could be, you know, challenges with that. If they employ a vendor or if they employ the latest millennial in their business to handle their social media, there could be challenges. And I'll start with the agency. So a lot of people like to say, well, I have an agency representing me. And that's fine and dandy, but you're probably paying three times more. At the same time, they work Monday through Friday, maybe 9 to 5. And so in my experience, many of the challenges have happened on a Sunday. And that's when, you know, things can go viral. So by Monday morning, you're the front page, so to speak. And that's the challenge with not having someone to support you. Typically, when you have vendors and you have to, freelancers, you can check your contracts. But typically, people like myself, we work 24/7. We are monitoring 24/7. So that's a good thing. Now, also, a lot of people, when they have their millennial in their organization handling social media, they're paying those people hourly. So they're not paying them to monitor it on the weekends or at night. And that's the struggle right there. So also, these business owners, when they hire someone to do it or delegate it to someone, they set it and forget it. They think, okay, well, that person has it. And this is where, you know, problems arise. And so it's not even just the day. It's also in a time of crisis. Who's going to be aware of the crisis as soon as it happens? And to be honest, I would say even a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, there was a two-hour window that brands had to respond. I kid you not, it's like 30 minutes or less. So you literally have to have someone on it at all times.
Yeah, totally makes perfect sense. So Monique, you've got something that's going to help my audience get a little bit more in tune with reputation management through social media. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I created a product called Social Lock, which is essentially insurance for your social media. And I recognize that we're going into a time where a lot of small businesses are, you know, not able to afford social media services, so they're willing to hire a millennial or an intern or just, you know, have a cheap solution. I know so many subscription services that are $99 a month that say, we're going to post for you every day, but we're repurposing content from the internet. So none of it is, you know, unique for your business. So really, it's just a waste of $100 a month, but people are eating this up. And I hate to see businesses suffer from it, and this is also from a reputation standpoint. So what Social Lock does is say, hey, we recognize that this is the solution that you choose for posting every month, but in the event that this intern or this person you've hired misposts, say they want to talk badly about a sports team or a particular person, and they accidentally tweet on your business page as opposed to their personal page, or you have a bad, you know, customer complaint on a Facebook post. This is something where, depending on what subscription package you purchase, Social Lock will be there to either notify you or notify after we've fixed it.
Awesome. Sounds like a killer service. So Q, you've dropped some incredible knowledge bombs on my peeps, some great advice, and some things I think people should start thinking about. If people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, I'm Q the Brand everywhere, about on every single platform, but qthebrand.com also offers a contact form, or q@qthebrand.com is my email address, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Awesome. Hey, this has been a blast. I really appreciate you and your time, and so thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I had a great time.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.